Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Always out to be a blessing to His people. He loves us more than just concern. He acts on His concern. He put things in place so that our lives can be the blessing He intended it to be. And He works with us as much as possible, as much as we allow Him to. One thing I know about the Lord, He doesn't set a limit on anything. Whatever He called you to do, He doesn't set a limit on it. There's no limit to how much you can grow, to how far you can go, how much you can learn. Jesus gave us a blank check. He said, ask, seek, and knock. If you want to know anything, go to God in prayer and ask. If you want something you don't have, if it's important to you, it's also important to God. You got a right to ask for what you want, and He will make a way for you to get it because He loves you. He's not like Santa Claus. You know, the Santa Claus character, they say He gives all the good children toys. And then He turned around and put ashes in the eyes of those that are bad. Well, God doesn't do that. He's good to everybody. He sends rain to the just and the unjust. He died to save everybody. If somebody make me so mad that I wish that they would go to hell, I don't have a right to not preach the gospel to them. I don't want anybody to go to hell. But if I got upset with somebody and they were my enemy, God still loves that person. And I'm His messenger. And it's my job to let people know that they can avoid hell and go to heaven. And it's possible for somebody to make me so mad that I'd rather not see him alive anymore. I know that's possible. But the gospel is beyond my frustration. And I thank God I'm not mad at anybody right now. This is a serious thing. When a man believes on Jesus Christ, he's changed from the inside out. And I know some people can do things, you know, I hate human trafficking. Every time I hear about it, I get mad. I want to shoot. The thought of somebody snatching a little girl and human trafficking, that I get mad about that. I don't like it. And if I ever see somebody trying something like that, I'm gonna stop it. But for everybody, Jesus died for them. And when we believe on Him, we're changed from the inside out. We get a brand new spirit. And we have a chance to live and grow and live forever. And that's very important. I don't want to see a man lose everything and go to hell. Nobody. God loves people. I love people. I asked Him to teach me how to love people. And as He gave me an insight about loving people, I saw how important it is. It's rewarding. It's good. It's healthy. It gives people a chance to change and realize the goodness of God. God is good, folks. And He loves you. He cares about you. Now, if you trust the Lord, things are going to change. Good things are going to happen as you trust Him and put your faith in Him. The last few broadcasts, we're still dealing with end times. But we're dealing with how to live in this life and win in the end times. I don't know if I'm going to get another subject or not before Jesus comes back. I don't know how close we are, but I know we're close. But the Lord wants you to live well in the last days. Your healthy life can win souls. I'm going to say that again. Your healthy life can win souls. When the Lord interacts with you, he's doing this before, not just for you, but people that know you, they'll know that the Lord did things in your life and it was a blessing to you. And that's a sign to show them that he'll do the same thing for them. The enemy works so hard to destroy people. And when you live according to God's word and you live in his wisdom, you're putting things in place for your life to heal in a greater way. And that's what we want. The Lord loves you. Even if you was bad. Even if you were so bad that men can't stand you. And you know what you did was rotten. God loves you. His love don't change. Now he can get angry, but he still loves you. But if you don't stop, you'll end up getting judged. You'll be in a situation you don't want to be in. It's important to learn and experience the love of God and operate in his wisdom. It always puts your life in a greater condition. And that's what we want. All the ministers that love God, they want to see people live a healthy life, a prosperous life. Not a rich and stingy life. Not a luxurious, rich, and stingy life. Not that. That's not what I mean by prosperity. I'm talking about a life that's working. A life that you're able to give and be a blessing to people. You heal from the inside. All the wounds that you've gotten from people, the hurts and the things that have bothered you for so long. The Lord will give you his wisdom. You forgive other people. You heal. And you come to the point that the things that used to frighten you, you're not afraid of them anymore. You can stand boldly. The things that used to be a stumbling block, you can laugh at it. The addictions or whatever it was that held you back for so long, you're able to put your foot on it and crush it. You're able to walk according to the wisdom and the life of God. You don't have to have it. I don't want Satan's foot on your neck. I want your foot on his neck. Jesus gave us power over him and authority to operate in this life. Every decision, there's a future attached. But when you trust God, there's a greater future attached. And it always starts with faith. You're just going to have faith in him. You can't see the good. You can't see the healing while you feel the pain. You can't always see the healing as you endeavor to believe God for the promises. But when you trust him, when you have faith in his word and you say, yes, I am healed by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And you're standing in your faith and you will get healed. You'll change the facts in your body. And you have to believe this before you see it. Whether you have pain or not, you're required to believe it. You got to take God at his word. Now, when you read Genesis, Adam was fine. There was nothing wrong. All he had to do is eat off the tree of life. But instead, he ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The one the Lord told him not to eat off. And the Lord had gave him, he made him in his image. Adam was made in God's image. He had authority over the whole earth, all the animals, all the fish and all the birds and the earth itself. And the Lord gave him an example. He was supposed to make the earth look like that garden. And all the animals would cooperate with him. They weren't like they are now. They wanted to help him do whatever he wanted to do. And some could even talk. Now, but a snake said that you should not surely die. Told Eve, you should not surely die. For God know that you'll have wisdom like God. and Adam thought he was taking a shortcut. Now, Adam took the snake at his word, and the snake never did anything for him. Satan was using that snake, and Satan and that darn snake didn't do anything for Adam. And Adam believed a liar over God who gave him everything. So now, man is required to take God at his word and reject the liar. You're required to take Jesus at his word and reject the liar. Either if Jesus died, if by his stripes you're healed, you're required to believe it. And the Lord will even give you a bonus. If you have trouble believing, you go to the elders, people that can get a prayer through. Not the people that people call elders. I mean a person that prays and can get a prayer through. You go to the elders and you get them to pray for you and you will be healed. Even if you don't have experience in believing God for healing, and God will still legally heal you. But since man decided to listen to God's enemy and take his enemy at his word, now you gotta believe on his only begotten son and take God at his word concerning his son. God said, he who believes on Jesus will live forever. The word says that he died for us and we must be born again. John 3:16 is real. Whosoever believe on him will have everlasting life. You got to take God at his word now and not the serpent. Now, good things happen when you do trust God. And as you do these things, you learn that he can be trusted. You learn that his word works. You begin to have godly insight. Biblical insight. Thomas had trouble believing Jesus. See, after Jesus died, he rose again. When he rose again, he appeared to his disciples three times. And one of the times that he did was in St. John chapter 20, verse 26. After 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." He walked through the walls. Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach here thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen yet believed." And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Good things happen when you trust God. Your facts are not going to remain the same when you include God in your business. When you look to him, things are going to definitely change. He loves you. Psalms 119:97 says, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies on my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts." Good things happen when you trust the Lord. "I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Thou through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." I hate every false way. I would say that in faith, that I hate all the lies of Satan, especially my greatest weaknesses. I would curse it. I would say I hate that in the name of Jesus. And I love God's way in place of it. And it works, folks. It always works. Now, you're invited to give to this ministry, Living Letter Ministries, 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214. And I thank the Lord for those that can help. No amount is too small. And I thank the Lord for anybody that wants to help. And the Lord will bless people for helping any ministry that's doing God's work. And I thank God for that principle. It works. Now, I have a website, newlivingletters.com. Now, these broadcasts are on the website. There are writings on the Living Letters page. And there are all the broadcasts. I'm putting them on the audio page. And I want you to go on there and see what's new. I'm always adding something to it. On the Living Letters page, there are some writings. There's a book called The Spirit of Egypt. There's a new writing called The Activated Anointing. Every minister and everybody that loves God need to read that. There's one called Patience. And it's not just about patience. It's about understanding people. It's a blessing. If you read it, these are tools. It doesn't replace your reading the Word of God and your communion with the Lord, your fellowship with God. But the Lord gave me this to help you accelerate in your relationship with Him. Because some of the things that I've learned, I learned it over time. And some things I recently learned because of things that He taught me over the years. So I'm putting it on paper so that you can get what it took me a long time to get. You can get it today. And the Lord will take you, you know, the more you learn from Him, the easier it is for you to follow Him. Good things happen when you trust Him. These are tools to help you trust the Lord. The Lord is alive. He's alive and well. He's right there with you everywhere you go. Every little step you take, He's with you. But it doesn't seem like it until you start taking Him at His word, believing Him by faith, acting like He's there, asking Him your questions. Because I asked my pastor one time years ago, I said, how does the Lord talk? He said, primarily through the word. And then he can help you understand scriptures. He can speak to you from His spirit to your spirit, by the Holy Spirit. He can speak to you. And he can talk to you through other people. Now, these messages, that's the Lord talking to you now, currently. I don't know what to say. I never did. But when I start recording and doing the radio broadcast, whatever the Lord want me to say, it comes. He give me a topic and He helps me to do it. He know who's going to listen the day that the broadcast airs. So if you hear something that's a blessing to you, the Lord knew that you were going to hear it and had me to say what was perfect for the time. And then the people that go on the website and listen to the broadcast, He knew everyone, no matter how many go on there, He knew that when they would go on there and He could speak a word currently, and it's a recording. That's how powerful the anointing is. And sometimes when you're studying His word, He'll cause you to read something that you need currently and give you insight the moment you read it. That's how powerful the anointing is, because the word is anointed and He anointed me to do His work. And the anointing is nothing special about me. The anointing is a grace, and the anointing is not something that a person can earn. You can't go to college for it. You can't be good enough for it. But if God give you something to do, and you accept that calling, or you start doing it faithfully, the anointing multiplies. That's God working with you. And that's why I wrote the activated anointing, to help people understand Because sometimes people think, well, I'm special because I'm anointed. And that's not true. You're just a person that God selected. And if you're faithful, you're going to be a blessing to people. In God's house, the greatest people are the greatest servants. Servants. People who serve. Just like a waiter serving tables. That's all we are. But we're serving life. I can't brag about the handiwork of God. I'm just thankful for it. In fact, I hope all other ministers in the world, I hope I do everything that God wants me to do and do it well. And I hope every minister do it better. I'm not in competition. I want everybody to do God's will. Because I know that anybody that will be faithful with what God give them, it's going to grow and it's going to be a blessing to many people. People will live. Your anointing is somebody else's lifeline. And if you do nothing with it, that's like seeing a man that fell off the ocean liner and you won't even throw him a life raft to bring him back to the boat. You know he's going to die because the water cold and there are sharks out there. Some people have the anointing and won't even preach. You're going to stand before God and give an account too. But good things happen to those who obey God. Oh, we're out of time, but the Lord is not, and I love you. God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.